Talk about the Greens, that bunch of idiots.
Hey there, Climactic Collective listeners.
I'm Emerald Moon.
And I'm Tom Bella.
And together we host Serious Danger,
a podcast about Australia's broken political system and its greatest threat,
the Australian Greens.
It's a show about green politics in Australia.
The kind of politics that puts people and the planet before profit.
We talk to cool and interesting people about fighting for good shit, like taxing billionaires,
housing for all,
workers' rights,
First Nations justice,
and drugs. Sweet, sweet, sweet drugs.
Join us on Serious Danger every Sunday. You can subscribe to us anywhere you get podcasts.
You can find us on Patreon. We're at Serious Danger AU on the socials, or just head to seriousdangerpod.com.
That's Serious Danger with me, Emerald Moon.
And me, Tom Ballard. Do you think we need something at the end there? Go Greens.
Welcome to the Sustainable You podcast with your hosts, Jackie Kidman and Lisa Whiston, self-proclaimed urban hippies, waste warriors, and passionate women. Tune in for practical information and inspiration on how to reduce your impact on the environment and become a more sustainable you.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of Sustainable You podcast. I'm your host, Lisa.
And I'm your host, Jackie. Welcome, everybody. We're going to do a sort of a different style. We're going to try and do an attempt of, I guess, like almost like a live streaming podcast.
Yeah.
And we're just going to record and have a bit of a quick little chat, and hopefully Lisa doesn't have to edit anything and we can just upload it straight. It's a bit of a conversation that Lisa and I had last night, just chatting about, you know, often as we do, talk about climate and all that sort of stuff. So we thought we'd just
basically
join you in.
Yeah, re-record that episode, re-record that conversation.
There was some beautiful gold nuggets that Lisa, as always, says, and the way she says it, I'm always like, oh, we need to share that with our community.
Yeah.
But first of all.
Yeah, first things first.
We want to actually share with you a little competition we've got running with our friends at Biobag World Australia.
Mm-hmm.
So we've teamed up with them to share to our community the chance for anyone to win for their school. Like, so it could be your kid's school, your grandkid's school, your community, local community school. You don't have to have kids, I guess.
Yeah.
To get up to 20 of those compostable caddies.
Yeah.
And the 100% certified caddy compostable bags that go in them as well.
Yeah, for each classroom.
For each classroom. I'm sure if you have 25 classrooms, Biobag will give you an extra 5. Yeah. Like, they're pretty awesome like that, aren't they?
They've been amazing to deal with.
We absolutely love working with them. If you want to hear more about Biobag World,
you can go back and listen to episode 5 of our podcast, and in that one we interview Scott Morton, who's the CEO of Biobag World Australia, and he's been at the forefront of developing certified compostable plastic bags that actually can break down into organic waste and do not go to landfill and create microplastics, which is groundbreaking and awesome.
And as a company, they're really, really keen to help reduce that food waste, you know, sort of aspect, and putting stuff back into our soils and creating better soil and reducing our carbon, I guess, as well. So to enter, go to our Facebook page and our Instagram, check out the, you know, the giveaway one. You need to like Biobag and
us,
Sustainable You Pod, and then click on the link and leave your email.
Your name.
Leave the email address,
name,
and
you'll
get a little bonus PDF that will talk about how to compost and like it's a cool little bonus freemium that you get when you sign up for that. And then that competition ends on the 28th of October, around about then, and we'll draw it before the end of October, the lucky winner and the lucky school. So very excited to help schools and kids, you know, really get into this sort of sustainable sort of process that we might hopefully it's at schools, then becomes moves to homes and stuff like that.
And the kids are all over it. They love it. Often they'll do gardening and stuff anyway as a subject, so they're usually all on board with composting and what happens, but it's a fun way of getting that yeah, conversation started in different areas.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. So that was the first thing. The other thing that's sort of been happening at the moment has been the activities done through Extinction Rebellion in their week of action for their spring rebellion. I'm sure you guys have heard about things, whether it's you've seen stuff directly or you've heard news articles or a current affair shows or whatever, discussing the ins and outs of what these protesters are doing and if it's good or if it's bad. Mm. Jackie and I both have in the last week had interactions or experiences with people online. And so we thought we'd maybe share those with you and how we dealt with them. And then go from there.
Mm,
what happened to you, Jax?
So for me, it was in obviously a, you know, circle of, that there was a, family member that shared the comment that I don't even know who wrote it. It's something about Greta, Thunberg,
mm-hmm.
and talking about how, you know, how she used the words, how dare she, and how dare she approach us, like, you know, then sort of written in the context of a baby boomer.
Yeah, sort of an older person saying, you children, you teenagers, you go to school in your air-conditioned classrooms and drive to school in your parents' diesel Land Cruisers, and who are you? You don't have any right to kind of question
us. And then so I was sort of like I was really quite surprised to see that in my circle. Mm. And normally I would just ignore that stuff, you know, like I kind of, sometimes I don't really like doing the online sort of debate.
Mm.
I just wrote underneath it, you know, do you really believe this? You know, because that's actually not, like, I don't believe that's what she was saying.
Mm.
And it's interesting to hear someone else's perspective on it, I guess. But I also felt that that was just someone just having a go at young kids, not actually constructively, you know, being part of the conversation. So I asked my auntie, that's who posted it, if she really believed this. And then someone else butted in and said, you know, kind of made a comment. And, there was a process of saying, you know, like basically climate change is, you know, is it real, you know, kind of on the side of whoever that person was who wrote the original post, sort of saying, yeah, like how dare she say the words, how dare she, you know, like to more educated, more this, you know, and it's basically not their problem. It is the young people's problem. And so I was, so initially I started typing stuff and I was like, oh, I really got to respond to this. And then I just sort of took a breath and
good
I really,
work.
Because, you know, in that, you know, anger kind of moment, you can kind of get it really kind of really cut. You're like, oh,
yeah. And it becomes personal, doesn't it?
Yeah. So I wanted to come across, I didn't want to come across like I was getting angry. I didn't want to come across like I was being dominating in the conversation.
Mm.
I sort of wanted to hear their point of view, but also put down my point of view and put down some facts versus what there was other stuff that wasn't there. So what I did was before I'd post anything, I'd actually write it in notes.
Yeah,
in
my good phone, idea. Such a good idea.
And then make sure I got my spelling right and my grammar.
Yeah.
Because that's always a bit awkward when you're having an argument online and you can't get your words right.
Yeah.
So I would just go back and forth and then I'd copy and paste once I was comfortable with that.
Yeah.
The kind of conversation never led to a, you know, like, never led to an argument. It was still a discussion. I think I was way wittier.
You were very clever. I loved your little mic drop at the end. But sometimes too, I think we got to change our expectations, because you're never going to be able to convince somebody who is denying that climate change exists that it does exist, and especially not in an online interaction.
Mm.
And so, like, this is what I was saying to you last night. It's like, for such a long time, the people that deny what's happening or put their head in their in the sand and don't really want to know about it or aren't actively looking for solutions, they've had free rein on the media. They can say what they want because they've been the majority and they've been loud and verbal and they feel safe to do so. And those that are kind of standing up saying, hang on a minute, something's happening and we don't exactly know what it is and what the implications are going to be, but we probably should start looking at what we're doing and maybe changing some of the things. Well, that's challenging the status quo, and they've been in the minority. So it's been a lot harder for them to stand up and say their piece when they get shot down all the time. And so often people that kind of are strong in the movement only talk to people within their own circles, only talk to other people that kind of on board with those ideas and want to look towards the future in a positive way. And so all these, I guess you could call them climate deniers, they've had the opportunity, they've had the voice for so long. And so even though the idea is not to try and convince them because they're probably not convincible, it's probably now, especially with Extinction Rebellion being in the news and kind of the topic is out there in more mainstream media, it's probably time to start actually challenging these people a little bit, just getting them to think about what they're saying. It's easy to share a post that someone else has written, but if somebody then turns around and actually challenges you, it's quite interesting to sort of see how you would answer it yourself. So I think it's kind of time to have these conversations, even though the outcome might not be that there's a resolution. It just might be the fact that, hang on a sec, you engage someone on this discussion.
And you got them thinking like, oh, right, I never knew that, or I never, because they're only hearing what mainstream media are telling as well. You know, like, so I guess it's just, I don't know, like for me, I sort of, like my auntie never responded. It was someone else that was responding. And so for me, I was kind of like, you know, I was really curious to hear what she thought because, you know, she's got young niece, you know, like, you know, like you know, we've all got young kids and she's quite active in all of our family's young kids' lives. And I was really interested to see how she felt about that. And yeah, I think that it's sort of that, like you said, I think it's time for us to maybe start making some of those comments, like things like, I love what you said in your thing was, what we do know is that we've just had the five hottest summers on record. So what do you think is going to happen next summer? You know, it's only going to get that, like, you know, we don't actually know exactly what's going to happen because we've never been in this sort of, you know, but we've, the science is there. The science has been there for 40 years and it's now time for people to start taking action. And I think that's exciting, is I feel like there's this, there's so much happening. And it's intense at times, but I feel like there is a bit of a, there is a real, like, we're on a real uphill.
I agree. I think that the movement's kind of come along so much in the last 6 to 12 months compared to what the slow progress has been over the last decade. So hopefully that's kind of an upward swing. We'll hit a positive tipping point soon, and the people that are in charge and that can actually make some decisions that will impact on our future, we'll start listening.
So things that you could do, share out our podcast to people. You know, do the share and post it to your Facebook page and all that stuff so other people can listen and hear other people's opinions. And we're not completely political, but, you know, we've got, I feel like we've got some good actions that people can simply take and then they can start joining in on the conversation as well.
And the other thing I'd say too is, like, come to it from a place of curiosity, not of a place where I know where I stand on this and so this is the argument for where I stand. Come to it from a place of curiosity about listening to the other people's perspective and then think about, like, how that's going to impact on yourself. I think, like, if we approach it with curiosity, I said curiosity a lot, but
you say curiosity more than I say
I've done very well without your arms today. But if you come to it from that place, then it will breed a lot more solutions focused outcomes and a lot more conversations that have this will be edited.
No, but you just, it's just starting to get, like, movement as well. And people getting curious and like, well, what's she, like your father-in-law, for example. You know, like, he's coming along now and asking you questions. Whereas beforehand he didn't. And you've never banged, like, you've always been very careful with how you talk to people about it. And so I think that's just around when people start to see, like, oh, like, what is this? You know, like, they're curious and then they start to kind of go, well, I get what she's saying now. You know, like, I get that part. I mean, the other thing is people don't have to completely agree with us. You know, like, and, you know, like, I get that. I'm not saying everyone has to completely agree. But, you know, you can't just shut people down. And we're not shutting people down just because they're saying they're climate deniers. We're asking them, well, what's you know, if you did believe in it, what would it, what, yeah. what would be your
what would
thoughts
that mean
on it?
For
what
you?
Would that mean for you? And why do you, what, you know, what don't you think the evidence is showing? Like, I'm just curious to know where yeah. they come to that conclusion, because most of the time that's actually BS.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And I'm also, I'm sometimes curious about what's the worst that could happen if we tried to fix some of these systems? Like, if we did actually try and figure out ways to reduce emissions, or if we did clean up our oceans, or if we did do all these things, what's the harm? Mm. Like, yeah. if we work out in 100 years that climate change or the climate emergency wasn't real, then haven't we just improved
yeah.
the Earth for our kids' yeah. futures anyway?
Yeah, for the better.
So what's the harm?
Yeah, absolutely.
Anyway, there's a whole range of stuff we could bang on about, but we just wanted today to be like a really quick conversation about that.
Yeah, because I think share it's what's topical. Going on. Yeah, yeah. So don't forget to enter into our competition with BioBag World Australia.
Yep, you can find us on Instagram at SustainableUPod and on Facebook
at SustainableUPod.
Exactly.
All right, thanks, guys. Thanks for the chat, Lisi.
Talk
Love
soon.
You. Bye.
Bye.
Sustainable You can be found on Instagram at SustainableUPod, on Facebook at SustainableUPodcast, or you can email us at SustainableUPod@gmail.com. Episodes are created and produced by Lisa and Jackie.
Idiot. Hey there, Climactic Collective listeners.
I'm Emerald Moon.
And I'm Tom Bella.
And together we host Serious Danger,
a podcast about Australia's broken political system and its greatest threat,
the Australian Greens.
It's a show about green politics in Australia.
The kind of politics that puts people and the planet before profit.
We talk to cool and interesting people about fighting for good shit, like taxing billionaires,
housing for all,
workers' rights,
First Nations justice,
and drugs. Sweet, sweet, sweet drugs.
Join us on Serious Danger every Sunday. You can subscribe to us anywhere you get podcasts.
You can find us on Patreon. We're at SeriousDangerAU on the socials, or just head to SeriousDangerPod.com.
That's Serious Danger with me, Emerald Moon.
And me, Tom Ballard. Do you think we need something at the end there? Go Greens.